2212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
I want to know the embarrassing thing that your kids have told to another adult. Because I was babysitting the other day.
Yeah.
And a mate of mine, well, last night actually, and he's had a phone call. It's myself and his, I want to say, 2-3-year-old? Yeah,
right.
Probably 3-year-old.
Right.
And he has had to take a phone call part of the way while we're just sitting there and he was like colouring in or playing or something.
Yeah. I love how honest kids are.
And so I'm like, oh, well, I'll just sit here and colour in with you while your old man's away. And so he's walked off in the other room, take the phone call. And we're sitting there and we're just chatting. You know how you talk with kids and they just say random stuff?
Yeah.
And I'm chatting to this little guy. And he just looks at me and he goes, I did a pop-off this morning.
Right.
And I was like, oh, where's that come out of?
Yeah.
And then I realised, as I started to smell, that there was something that had jogged his memory.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
As he's dropped one right next to me.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I did one on the couch this morning, right next to Dad.
Right.
I was like, oh, right. Does Dad do pop-offs occasionally? And he's like, oh, yeah, all the time. And I was like, well, like, how big? And he's like, oh, huge, puts his hands right up in the air.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he goes on to tell me the details of how Mum does pop-offs and all this kind of stuff.
God, love him.
And I came back and I was like, mate, you been having a bit of an interesting diet lately or something? And
I
told him all about it. And he was like, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe that. And I thought this must happen to parents all the time because kids just spill the beans.
Yes, they absolutely do. I have a story from when I obviously went home for the holidays.
Yeah.
And my niece, Nasha, found something in my brother's and his wife's bedroom.
Oh, no.
And said, thought they were lolly wrappers. And so my mum and I are sitting out in the lounge room and she's like, do you want a lolly like that? And I'm like, yeah, go get me a lolly. Thinking she's run into the bedroom and came out and she's like holding these wrappers up.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Okay, so 13, 12, 16 this morning, we're going to put everyone in the running for our $100 MVP prize, thanks to the guys at Harvey Norman.
Patrick from Bunbury, what embarrassing thing has your child said?
So my eldest daughter, when she was really young, you know, like about 2 or 3, my wife and I intentionally teach our kids to use the real name for body parts.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, I'm in the grocery store with my daughter, and we're standing across from this lady who looked like she was sort of maybe 50 or something, and she says to the lady, my daddy's got a penis. And then just as she's saying this, another bloke walks up the aisle and she says to the lady, she goes, and that man's got a penis too.
Oh, my God, was he embarrassed?
And then she goes to tell his lady that she's got a vagina.
Oh,
and then,
oh no.
Stop!
It's like, you've only just learnt this, but these people have known it for a very long time.
Yeah, that's right.
Good on you, mate. All right, let's go to Sean. Sean from Bunbury, mate. What embarrassing thing have your kids said?
Oh, mate, it was so embarrassing. I was at daycare with my youngest.
Yeah.
And I was just signing her out, and I could see her staring at this lady.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, she just turns around and says, why have you got a big bottom? Oh, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, no, mate.
What did you do?
I just panicked a little bit, and I was just like, oh, it's okay. She says that I've got a baby in my tummy.
Oh, my God.
And then you quickly grabbed her and you never came back.
Yeah, got out of there really quick.
Good on you, mate.
All right, we've got Leah from Bunners. What has your child said that was super embarrassing?
Oh, man. My son, who's now 7, was in pre-primary a couple of years ago. And his teacher called me in for a bit of a meeting after school and said, just want to let you know, he was in the dress-up corner this morning and he came out and told me that his daddy likes to wear mummy's dresses and high heels at home as well.
Sharing the secrets of the house.
I know, and I was gobsmacked going, oh my goodness.
What did his dad have to say about it? What did he say?
He just lost it. He just absolutely lost it. And I didn't know what to think when these teachers were like looking at me and I'm going, I can honestly reassure you that he does not wear my clothes at home.
That is so good.
Leah, thanks so much for the call this morning.
Thank you.
See you later. All righty, let's wrap this up with Jason from Eaton. Jace, what of your embarrassing thing have your kids said?
Mate, we were living in Busselton at the time, and I was dropping my little bloke off at daycare, and we always sort of say hi to the girls, the educators, in the morning.
Yeah.
And, they said, morning, and he said, my dad's got a bushy willy.
And what?
Straight out.
What did they say?
She just, the girl's name was Sarah, and she was a bit of a looker, and she just sort of stared at me, and I said, well, normally I'm a bit of a manscaper, but I've been pretty busy lately, so I've got to get back onto it, obviously.
Because the thing is that you can't even, like, backtrack, really, because everyone knows that generally what the kids say is true.
And you feel the need to justify yourself.
They're cruel, eh?
They definitely are.
Mate, thank you so much for sharing that one with us this morning. That is brilliant.
Thanks, guys.
No worries, mate. Oh, some of these calls this morning. Sorry we couldn't get to everyone because it's a brilliant.
We have checked this up on our Facebook, though. So Hit WA is where you need to go if you want to tell us your story. I do just have to read Bordine's comment out, though.
Yeah.
She said that she was in Coles and her son told an elderly man that she wears nappies while pointing to the lady's sanitary products on the shelf, like the pads shelf. Yeah, he told the old man that his mum wears nappies.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.